Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu has a commanding lead over fellow Councilor Anissa Esaibi-George in the race to become the city's next mayor, according to a new poll from WBUR. The survey found Wu leads Esaibi-George by 32 points, with Election Day less than 3 weeks away. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
The WBUR poll is the latest evidence that Michelle Wu's mayoral campaign is firing on all cylinders. She was the top vote-getter in Boston's preliminary election last month. And since then, she's racked up significant endorsements, including from Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey. Now, the poll of 500 likely voters shows her leading Anissa Esaibi-George by a wide margin, 57-25%.
Overall, it's really that she's earned support from across Boston.
Steve Cazella is the president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR, the Dorchester Reporter, and the Boston Foundation.
She's got a wide lead among white voters, black voters, Latino and Asian voters. She does very well across the many demographic groups that make up the city of Boston.
According to the poll, about a fifth of likely voters are still making up their minds. But it found that Wu is viewed favorably by 61% of Bostonians, compared to just 37% for Esaibi-George. The poll found that Wu is even more liked in the city of Boston than Charlie Baker, the state's popular governor. Wu's progressive agenda includes universal pre-K education, affordable child care, and free public transportation. That appeals to voters like Travis Marshall of Roslindale, who says he supports Wu because he believes she's committed to improving schools, a top priority for Boston voters, according to the poll. Marshall also likes Wu's stance on another key issue, public transportation.
Like free mass transit on the 28 bus, that was a germ in Michelle Wu's mind. And she's been talking about that for 8 years. There's a vision there.
Also supporting Wu is Judy Terranova, who lives between the West End and Beacon Hill. She believes in Wu's Green New Deal, a plan designed to both protect the environment and to attack economic issues like poverty and the racial wealth gap.
I like her ideas. I like the urgency she brings to the table because a lot of people really don't seem to care or pay attention to the fact that the city's going to be underwater inside of a couple decades.
Terranova says she voted for Councillor Andrea Campbell in the preliminary election, but is happy to vote for Wu on November 2nd. The WBUR poll found that most voters who supported Campbell and Acting Mayor Kim Janey have shifted toward Wu. In the preliminary election, Esaibi-George drew much of her support from white working-class neighborhoods, including parts of South Boston and Dorchester. She's focusing her campaign on improving schools, public safety, and a promise to do the work. That message appeals to voters like Marion O'Malley of Dorchester.
The things that she's done for the city at large, from homelessness to addiction to affordable housing, the fact that she's a teacher and a mother of four really impresses me that she can do all these wonderful things.
And here's Matthew Malloy, also of Dorchester, who calls Wu's plan pie in the sky. Malloy was a big supporter of former Mayor Marty Walsh and believes Esaibi-George will continue his policies.
I also agree with her about police reform in Boston. You know, we would rather have more police than less police.
The WBUR poll found that supporters of Esaibi-George are generally older, whiter, more male, and more conservative than Wu's supporters.
You know, that's not a losing coalition necessarily in past decades.
Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
But Boston is different now. Michelle Wu's campaign, I think, has capitalized on that.
Indeed, Wu is counting on support from a city now defined by a growing population of younger voters, Asians and Latinos. But WBUR's poll found Wu is leading even among white and older voters. All that appears to be giving her the inside track to the mayor's office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.